bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
Breaking news. Wow. We've just got news off the news desk that apparently they've invented a new colour.
Invented a new colour. Is that what Duncan has just handed you? I can see that paper over there.
Yeah. It's apparently a variant of another colour that already exists.
Really?
It's called yellow-green.
Yellow-green. That actually sounds like an interesting colour. It sounds like almost a combination. Do we have an expert? Yeah. Yeah, we've got an expert to throw to.
Wow.
If you guys understood the runnings of the show, my hand signals, you'd understand that we have a guest right here sitting next to you boys.
Duncan, I appreciate you turning on the microphone for this guest. And would you like to introduce yourself very quickly to our audience?
I am Harris Scarf.
Oh, Harris Scarf. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio today.
It is a pleasure to
this
be
evening.
To be talking to the TNS boys live in the studio.
It is a privilege. I don't understand what's going on with this TNS.
How did this come about?
Mr. Scarf, would you prefer Harris? What would you prefer?
The boys call me Harris.
Okay. All right, Harrison. Yeah, that's how you get it. That's how you get it. If you, it's tit for tat over here on Life Out Proud.
You know, you get what you pay for here with Z&G, Life Out Proud.
I'm now feeling
on the back foot and defended.
Oh, okay. Look, we'll keep it nice and succinct for you.
I've come here to explain to you that a new color has been discovered on the spectrum.
Yes.
And I'm here to break the news.
Yes.
It is,
please.
To put it in layman's terms,
mm-hmm.
It is a shade that is between black and white. It is a gradient that fits in that slider.
Wow, that sounds actually quite spot on to what I was thinking in my head.
Yeah,
somewhere between black and white.
I'm already pretty sure that color exists. I'm
Gallagreen. Are you testing?
I'm pretty sure that the color he's referring to is called gray.
You're saying the mixture of black and white? Nah. Mm, well, I'm, yeah.
Yes, it's a mixture of the two is probably a very good example. Interesting.
And I would listen to Mr. Scarf because he does sound like...
Harrison looks like he knows what he's talking about.
Harrison looks like he knows all about colours and the colour palette.
But I feel like... Are you seeing a lot of colours that are in that spectrum?
Yes, most of the colours that I see with my eyes are a mix of black and white with shades of both of the two.
Are you sure you aren't colorblind?
Is this
something
What does that mean?
Well, it's when you see like a dog. You know, you just see in black and white only, and 2D.
Yeah, and we don't happen to be doctors here on Laugh Out Proud, but I'm so pretty we can't sure officially... that that's exactly
Wait, so can't you
word for that?
Can't you diagnose with your masters?
Yeah. Because
you're a master, right? You're a master of something.
Of something. They call me
pushing
doctor
Duncan's
sometimes.
Buttons, if you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
That's a good one, boys. That's a good one.
He's part of the monarchy still, I think.
Just keep away from the mic, Duncan. We don't need you. You know,
Wendy understands that she's not ready for the microphone. And Duncan, you need to realize that you aren't too.
Yeah, we need to know. But back to Harrison. Harrison, I am appalled at the fact that they gave you... you're supposed to be the expert on colors, okay? Yet, you're colorblind. What is going on here? How did Duncan contact you?
When you print your degree off a website,
wow,
they let you get away with anything you want.
Really? So, what website is this? Because I need to update my degree.
It is joy.org.au/laughoutproud.
Oh wow! Oh, I see where you're going with that, Harris. Well, look, just for that, we'll call you by your real name because you're a mate for plugging our podcast. I appreciate what you did that. I appreciate.
It was a bit of a cheeky thing I did.
I know. It was almost risky, but you got there in the end because you won us over. You won us over with a little bit of a plug. Look, so we won't lean on the fact that you're colorblind. Okay, we won't tell the Ministry of Colors that you are in fact colorblind.
He would not be happy.
The Minister of Colours probably wouldn't be happy at the fact that you're colourblind.
No, the Director of Creativity would be upset as well.
Yeah, he would be. And I think, you know, the Chamber of of colors would also not be happy. That whole chamber, all of them in there,
the whole rainbow of people, wouldn't be happy.
Wouldn't it be happy at the fact that what did you call it, Harrison?
Director of rainbow colors of.
Oh, that's your title, Harrison. Is it director?
It's a work in progress title.
Okay.
It's a new department of everything. This is breaking news. I don't know if you're aware of this. This is breaking news.
You did mention that you did get your degree out of a cereal box, so we can't expect much.
I redeemed the code online, and it printed it in a PDF file on my computer.
Oh, you got to watch out for those PDF files, though, don't you? Really? Mm. Be careful. They got to be unlocked.
They sometimes print in color when you don't want them to print in color. But I don't know what that means.
Well, you save money. You save money. That's what you do at Officeworks. You save money. Or any printing area. Because any the toner, you know toner is expensive.
That's don't what you, they tell me. That's
don't you know, Harrison?
You.
Harrison, look, if down at the color, the Ministry of Color, I'm sure that you would be doing a lot of printing, a lot of assessing of the situations of the color palette. You'd be doing a lot of experiments, wouldn't you, Harrison?
We do. We experiment with a lot of things. We experiment with color shades, brightness, saturation, hue, because that's what I've heard about colorblind. People who suffer from color blindness, that when you tell someone else about it, their favorite thing, once they've opened and shared that fact with someone.
That special information.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, some people might be quite sensitive about. Their favorite thing about that is when you ask them, what color is this?
What color is this?
Is that their favorite thing at the Ministry of Colors? Correct. Oh, interesting.
Wow, it sounds like they almost bully you down there at the Ministry of Colors.
Yes, people tell me it's not a real department and that the badge that they've given me is just a series of bottle caps put together, but
wow,
it's still real to me. Okay,
all right. Look, we won't push and prod too much. Okay, look, you are the expert, Harrison. Okay, you are the expert, Harrison, and Mr. Scarf, we don't want to disrespect you. Z and I do not want to disrespect you.
It's the last thing we'd want to do. Because boys, I hate to run. It's been such. I've had a lovely time here.
Do you really have to head off, Harrison? We wanted you to bounce off you with a few topics.
My ride is downstairs.
That old thing. That old ride.
And if I'm not there soon, I don't get takeaway on the way home. Mum will not get takeaway for me on the way home.
Of course. We don't want you to not have your dinner. Okay?
It's a treat. It's a treat for you.
It's a treat. A little bit of takeaway on a Friday morning, on a Thursday night, with however you want to chop it up to yourself. But you want to get it right. Like you want to get it right. 12 a.m. Fridays is the technicality time.
It's the best time to start. It's the best way to start your Friday, I think.
It is, Harrison.
So you get the Z&G sign-off. Goodbye.
Appreciate it, Harrison. Appreciate all you've done for us.
I will. Until another day, until another moon, until another colour, we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Harrison. Thank you for leaving the studio. And that's him. That was Harrison. Wow, he just left the studio just then. Wow.
Wow, we might have Harrison back on. That was lovely.
That was actually... He was actually... Look, to be fair, he is colourblind, so he doesn't have that much of a perspective on colour. Yet he was very knowledgeable about the Ministry of Colours and all that it had, you know. So it's
Well, they're not just going to hire anyone at that ministry.
That's right. And Harrison Scarf
was a very good representative.
He sounded like one of the best people down at the ministry, because our dealings with the Ministry of Colour, you know, it's quite vibrant.
Yeah, the Department of Saturation.
But you know what? I think that almost we could look. This is what we'll do. This is what we'll do, listeners. All right, huddle in, everybody. Huddle in. Duncan and Wendy, huddle in too.
You're actually live in the production meeting now, listeners.
Yes, Duncan. Yes. So and listeners. Yeah, we don't include Duncan in the production meetings. He just has to sit outside.
He just tells us what apparently the topics are.
Yeah, we just sit in and then... Anyway. We're telling you too much. Pulling back the curtain too much. Uh-oh. Look, all right. Duncan. Everybody, I think we've well-deserved...
I can't believe Duncan put all this in the script. I know. Cannot believe that Duncan put all this in the script.
Hey, the teleprompter, he's good at the teleprompter, isn't he, as well? I think, you know what? I think we'll have a little bit of a sound effect break.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, is that... We're going off the script, boys and girls.
This is what makes it off the script. And then we'll go into a song. Okay?
Wow, we've shuffling the deck big time.
I know. We've only done that once on Laugh Out Proud. If you're keeping count at home, we've only done that one time on Laugh Out Proud.
I hope you're updating your Google Docs files.
Please update your little line counters.
Yeah.
What are they called? You know, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you put a strike through the to rectify it as a 5. What's that called? I don't know.
It's called Duncan? Counting.
Okay. Duncan, get a specific number on that counting. Okay.
If you can get a an expert on discovery counting? New colors. You can
find someone on what was counting. Thank you very much. Wendy, that was a little bit too loud. I'll be honest with you, Wendy.
That's strike one, okay?
I'll put it on the books. Okay, that was a formal strike one, Wendy, okay?
This is coming up at your performance review.
That's right, and you've heard it here as well, listeners. So you note that in your doc file.
Mm-hmm. Strike one for Wendy.
Strike one for Wendy.
Duncan, you're strike free on this episode, but past instances have put you on a one-strike basis.
He's at least on strike 48 by now, I'd say. I mean, he's been with us the whole, like 4 or 5 years.
I know, but he never gets to a 3 strikes in a show. He knows once he gets those 2 strikes, he knows to settle down.
It's almost as if he likes to push our buttons. Look, that's something we'll investigate at a later time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.